As they did in their debates this past week, the leading Democratic candidates in New Hampshire's primary election this Tuesday are stepping softly around each other on the airwaves. No negative ads so far. That's most likely because two candidates, Congressman Richard Gephardt and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, did air attack ads in Iowa, and according to some analysts, paid a heavy price for it. Gephardt is now out of the race, and Dean suffered a humiliating third-place finish in Iowa. NPR's John McChesney reports that in New Hampshire, the five leading Democrats are targeting the president, not each other.
Howard Dean does take a mild swipe at his rivals in his latest television commercial, but he doesn't name names. Following his third-place showing in Iowa and the controversy sparked by his raucous speech that night, Dean has been toning down his campaign both on the ground and on the air. But he is sticking with his message about his early opposition to the war in Iraq.
Standing up for what's right, even when it's not popular, that's the test of a true leader. When George Bush was riding high in the polls and other Democrats were silent, Howard Dean spoke out to oppose the war and Bush's economic policies. That's why Jimmy Carter called Howard Dean courageous. Saying the politically popular thing is easy, but is that really what America needs now?
Following a clip showing Carter and Dean shaking hands, the ad closes with a shot of Dean flashing a very big smile, in sharp contrast to his grim-faced speech in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, the New Hampshire frontrunner, according to polls, has a new ad which stresses that he's the only candidate who can defeat President Bush. That's the closest the ad comes to any allusion to his rivals, but it's likely to be interpreted as a reference to doubts about Howard Dean's electability. Opening with a shot of Kerry getting off a campaign bus in New Hampshire, the ad features testimonials from five of the state's voters.
He's been there. He's done it. He's got that experience.
And as president, he'll stand up to the insurance industry, the drug companies, and big oil.
He'll fight for us.
The Concord Monitor says, in a perilous world, John Kerry is best prepared to be president.
The only way we're going to beat George Bush is with John Kerry's leadership and experience.
I promise to take the fight to George Bush every single day.
Neither Kerry nor Dean talk about their family origins in their ads, perhaps because they were both born into affluent families, but the rest of the candidates stress what they call humble beginnings. General Wesley Clark, locked in a close struggle for second place with Howard Dean, according to polls, runs a biographical ad which opens with black and white photos of a young Clark and his mother.
The boy was nearly four when his father died. His mother gathered him up and returned home to Arkansas. She found a job as a secretary in a bank. It didn't pay much, but that job kept their heads above water and held them together. So is it any wonder that Wes Clark's plans for jobs are bold and real? Wes Clark will never forget what one job can mean to a family's life.
And the other Southerner in the race, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, also stresses a modest family background in his latest ad, although the film shows him jogging in a suburban neighborhood.
I was born 50 years ago to a family with little material wealth, but a belief that in America, anything is possible. When people doubted I'd become a lawyer or get elected to the United States Senate, I proved them wrong.
Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is trailing according to polls, has stuck with a biographical spot, which his website calls I Love America. The ad opens with a clip of President John F. Kennedy taken from a campaign speech in 1960, and at one point shows Lieberman with Al Gore at the Democratic National Convention in 2000.
Well, while this year it may be a Catholic, in other years it may someday be a Jew.
His grandparents came to this country full of the dream of America, but they never dreamed this big.
Is America a great country or what?
He was the first in his family to go to college.
The ad closes with Lieberman's promise to cut taxes for 98% of American households and to make health care more affordable. So, with an apparent on-air truce among the candidates, just how important are all these ads in New Hampshire? Darrell West, a political science professor at Brown University, says they play a critical role in the Granite State because so many voters are independently inclined.
And it's a state where more than 30% of the people make up their minds during the last week of the campaign. So when you have people making up their minds at the very end, last-minute ads can make a big difference.
And that's why record amounts of money are being spent in New Hampshire this year on broadcast advertising. No one can afford to ignore those last-minute decision-makers. John McChesney, NPR News.